everybody, and welcome to this month's NPL Step 4 show. Coming up on this week's show, we're going to be previewing this weekend's big matches in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Coming up on this week's show, we'll be joined by the management at Belper Town, at Marsh United, at Marine, at Tadcaster Albion, at Trafford, at City of Liverpool, and at Widnes. We're going to try and do this in alphabetical order. So, the first interview that we've got is going to be with Belper Town's Grant Black, because Belper Town this weekend will be hosting Alverchurch of the Central League. And on Friday night, I caught up with the manager at Belper Town. Here's Grant Black.
Yeah, we're ready. We're at full strength tomorrow. We had a couple of suspensions midweek, but we've got everybody available on Friday. No injuries, so ready to go. Really, fully fit. So yeah, we get on.
And the backdrop to this game, it's not been a bad start to the season more generally for Belper. You've not suffered defeat once yet, so it's been a great start.
Yeah, we've started really well. You know, it were emphasised that we went last eight games unbeaten the last season. Obviously, there were a lot of feel good factor around place. So you know, we emphasised that you know we needed to start the season well to keep that feeling around club and town at a good level. And like you say, we started really well. I think we've drawn one game and won't rest. And that were against Ilkeston. We went down to 10 men for 70 minutes. So it was like a victory, really, with the performance we put in. So, yeah, we're in a good place at this moment in time. But, you know, as we keep saying to the lads, we stay grounded. It's very early in the season, so we're not taking anything for granted. But, you know, everything we've sort of tried to implement in summer, we've had some lads, and it's a really, really great group of lads we've got to work with. We take everything on board, and as long as they're not, then, it makes our job pretty easy. So, yeah, we're looking forward to tomorrow, and another tough test against Alverchurch, who are in league above. They're an unknown entity to us. We had them watch last week when we saw we got them in draw, but you know they're not a team we know a lot about. So you know it'll be a tough one for us. But if we perform, then we feel like we can get anybody again.
Yes, and I was going to say about that great run you were on towards the end of last season. Have you had to do much altering and tinkering of the squad really over the close season?
No, I mean we brought a few new players in where we had to sort of strengthen and then it was sort of a bit more. I think we needed a bit more experience, you know. That was something we sort of looked at after the season, like in games where we were in the winning position and we didn't get the 3 points, either we drew or we lost, and it was just a sort of a lack of experience. We had quite a young side last year, but you know, we felt we needed that little bit, and we've brought a couple of players in that have added that to us: Steve Ridley, Phil Watt. Players like that, Reece Bertram. So, you know, they've added that. And I think you can tell in certain games where we've gone 1-0 down this season or all at certain times, and they've just sort of managed that game a little bit better, and it's helped contribute to us go on and sort of win them games. So we tinkered with what we needed to, but we didn't need to do that much. If I'm honest, we've still kept the sort of core of what we had last year.
And just away from the FA Cup, what do you think for the competition more generally? Obviously, it's a brand new division for everyone, really. So, what do you make of the competition this season?
Yeah, I think it's like I say, out of the, you know, I think the north side. I know a lot of managers are still based there. We off it as well, and I know a lot of managers are still in that league, and it's. It's a very difficult one, if I'm honest. You know, I think our league's difficult, and there's a lot of good teams in our league. And listen, it'll be a tough league to get out. I make no questions about that whatsoever. You know, but obviously teams that are in the north, I think it's a very, very strong league. So I think out of the two, I would prefer to be at the one we're in. But like I said, that's taking nothing for granted. There's a lot of good teams in our league. Sheffield, Loughborough, Cleese, Hawks. List goes on. I could list sort of 12, 14 really good teams in that league. So, you know, we've got to take every game as it comes and keep performing out, performing now. And like I say, I think we'll give every team a game this year. But, you know, we're unbeaten now. We're not going to go unbeaten all the way through season. But we'll carry on as long as we can. And when we do get beat, sort of react in the right way and go on another little run, hopefully.
Well, Grant, I won't keep you because you've got to go on BBC Radio Derbyshire now, haven't you? A big thanks for coming on. But just before you go, just a quick message for the home support tomorrow. They're going to be vital. Come one, come all.
Yeah, like so, I think we had 320 odd there last game, and they've been crying out for a team over the last few years when we went for a job that sort of, you know, the town can be proud of, that'll wear a shirt with pride, and they've got that in abundance now, and I think they can see that, so it'll be nice if they can come out and support us and appreciate what they've got, and obviously we'll appreciate them back as well, so that's what we're looking for.
Grant Black there, manager of Belper Town, speaking to us here on the Step 4 show on Friday evening. Other matches taking place involving Step 4 sides. We've got 1874 Northwich of the Northwest Counties. They're hosting Pickering Town. We've got our very own Chase Town. They'll be hosting Staveley Miners Welfare. We've got the all-Step 4 affair between Glossop North End and Pontefract Coles. Kidsgrove Athletic will be hosting Cleethorpes Town. Loughborough Dynamo will be hosting Heather St. John's. Maltby Main will be hosting our very own Ramsbottom United. It's our old friends Rushall Olympic hosting our current friends Sheffield FC. And we've got Scarborough Athletic hosting Marsh United. And on Friday night, I caught up with the manager at Marsh United. Here's Cal Jarrett.
Not too bad. We've had a good start to the season. And, you know, we've got a lot of strength and depth in the squad this season. I think I'm like most clubs. I've got the odd one or two injuries to certain players. You know, I've got a couple of key players out at the present minute in Louis Maloney and Glenn Butterworth, who were more long-term, I would have thought. But other than that, you know, we're raring to go tomorrow. We know it's going to be a difficult game against them. We know a lot about them over the last few years that we've played them. And, you know, I've went and watched them myself midweek against Whitby. So we know it's going to be a tough test tomorrow, but one we're ready for.
And you've obviously had a season now under your belt at Step 4. And what did you learn from last season? Because you're going to have to take those learnings into this year, that's for sure, with how competitive this division is at Step 4 in the North and West.
Yeah, definitely. I think this year that with the teams and everything that's in it, and the way we've been put over to, the, obviously, like you said, the West, I do believe that this year will be a harder league than last year's with the teams that are in it. So what I learned last year was a very, very difficult year. It was most probably a massive learning curve for me as a manager over being a manager over 10 years. And I learned a lot last year just about myself as well as my players, everything really that was involved and what we needed to do to go forward. We've put a plan together this year to see if we can be a lot better than last year and try and achieve what we want to achieve. So that's the idea, you know, bringing the strength and the depth in of the squad, trying to bring better players in from last season to do better than what we did. A few have moved out, and obviously I think I've made about 6 or 7 new signings, so fingers crossed it can work this season for us.
And I was going to say, it's been a good start. Played for 1-3, only the one draw, no defeats. That's quite a good start to the season, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's early doors though. We understand that we started well last year, you know. So it's looking good. We've locked the back door off this season already, you know, trying to keep clean sheets. It would be nice to try and score a few more. But, you know, the old Arsenal won games in 1-0, 1-0 and won championships, you know. So, you know, as long as we're picking up the 3 points, I don't care how it's done, you know, this season. That's the main thing, really, at the end of the day, to be winning games. So we have started well, but we won't get carried away with it. You know, we'll take each game as it comes. Like I said, tomorrow will be difficult. It's away from the league, obviously, for us. But it'll be good for the club, you know, to, going to Scarborough. It's a great setup there, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was going to ask you, obviously, it's an easy, tired, non-league journalistic question about the North East and the game in the North East. I hope you don't mind me asking, you can't.
No, that's fine.
Must be fed up of it, to be honest. But obviously, the North East League, teams that come out of Step 5 do really, really well. Mass United, like you say, had a great start to last season. And I suppose a few people are wondering, is Mass going to mirror what Morpeth did and what South Shields did and what Spennymoor did? But it's so much tougher at Step 4 this year. It's going to be tricky, isn't it? But what is the ambition at the club now?
The ambition has always been the same since I've been there, and it was to progress and try and make this club into something what they wanted. And that, you know, the next step that they want to go to is to be, you know, your Whitbys and your Scarboroughs and your Morpeths in the next league, and the South Shields have done very well. So it is something that we are looking at, and we want to achieve it out there as a club. You know, the match my ambition as a manager. I can't fault anyone that's involved at the club. They definitely run the right direction. Have a lot of work done over the summer at the club. You know, making it into that the club where you can we can go to step three. So it is something that we have really ambitions for, but it's having the ambitions and it's been reacting. We've got to be out there. We've got to be able to do it this year. We've got to stick together and we've got to work hard. It won't come easy. We know how hard it's going to be this year. Like I said earlier on, the teams that are in this year, you know, it will be very, very hard. Morpeth done a great job last year and they had a good squad. What they did have last year is they had a lot of experienced lads that had played at the higher level. So what I've done is I've learnt myself and, you know, five or six of the lads that I brought in over the summer have come from up above down over than vice versa, coming, you know, from down over to up over. So I know they've already played in that level and they can only make us stronger, really, ready for this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And that experience is going to be needed tomorrow, back to the FA Cup for Scarborough. Like you say, I mean, it's a fantastic facility at the Flamingo Land Stadium. And, you know, Scarborough, it's been a steady start, but what are you expecting from them tomorrow? And what's your message to the travelling hordes travelling down the East Coast?
We know it's going to be a tough game tomorrow, you know, no matter how they've started. You know, the FA Cup's something different. It takes them away from their league action, you know. I know that they haven't most probably had the best start in the league that they've wanted. But all of that's out the window when it comes to the FA Cup games, you know. They're massive favourites tomorrow. You've got to remember, they most probably have an 800-900 crowd behind them at home. You know, used to playing on the 4G week in, week out, training on it. So like you said, they are big favourites. We're going to try and have an upset there tomorrow. And the travelling fans, you know, every time they've watched us against Scarborough, anyone, you know, that's went in and paid, you know, the £8 or £10 or whatever it costs to get in, they've had, you know, entertainment in four of the games that we've had, you know, even last year in the cup final in the North Riding, it was fantastic going to penalties, you know, so going to be guaranteed a great game to watch. So fingers crossed we can have a lot of travelling fans to come down and support the lads.
Cal Jarrett there, manager of Marske United. I should say on our sister show, the MPL show, there is a full fixture preview from about 30 minutes into that show for all the matches in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. But you are listening to the MPL Step 4 show, and coming up, we've still got loads of interviews, so stick around. As well as Marske United, Colne will be heading to the East Coast to take on South Shields on Saturday in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Whilst from the East Coast to the West Coast, Marine will be travelling to Bower Fold to take on Stalybridge Celtic. And on Friday night, I caught up with the manager at Marine. Here's Neil Young.
Yeah, we've got a full squad to pick on tomorrow. Obviously, in the week, we brought Shamal George in from Liverpool on loan, which obviously helps us. We've had an okay start. I don't think we've hit the height that our league position tells people. You know, we are second, obviously, and unbeaten at the moment, but our performances haven't been great, although they have been getting better, which is expected when you sign, you know, so many new players in the summer.
No, I was going to say, I mean, the pair of you, both Workington and Marine, have started the league really, really well. Is it above expectations at the moment, or is it going as planned? Because, like you say, it is a relatively new squad you put together.
Yeah, I think from our perspective, you know, we've always aimed to challenge the top end of the division, you know, and obviously, it's very early days yet. We've played some really good teams. Actually, some of the quality that we've played has surprised me a little bit. You know, and it's in really tight games. You know, and every game's been difficult. You know, there's been no easy games at all. So, you know, the quality has been good, and we know we've got to keep improving. And hopefully, as we go along over these next few weeks, we've done really well in midweek. But you know, as you say, we've got a real test on tomorrow. But as I say, we're really looking forward to it.
And when it comes to Division North West, there's easier divisions to play in, that's for sure. It's very difficult. I mean, what's your view on the division more generally?
It's difficult. You know, there's no easy games. Well, we've not had any yet. You know, so, you know, and we've played the teams near the bottom, or supposedly near the bottom at this early stage. So, you know, and we've played mid-table teams. We've played teams up and around us. So we know, you know, we've got a real tough test over the season and some real difficult games, and we've got to make sure that we're prepared and at it, you know, every week and make sure that we're prepared to put performances in and the lads know what's expected of them.
And like you say, I mean, the performances, it's really important, isn't it, for a club like Marine, because last season it was what it was. And now it's a case of injecting the fun back in the place, and you're doing a very good job of doing that, it would appear, in these early rounds.
Yeah, I think people have, you know, are enjoying it. But it's like anything, isn't it, in football, whatever level you play at, you know, that when you win in football matches, everywhere's a lot happier, you know. So we've got to try and make sure that that continues. But that's, you know, that doesn't just happen. You know, we've got to make sure that, you know, from the player recruitment side is correct, you know, and we are looking to add one or two more bodies to make us stronger from a squad perspective. We've done really well so far. We've used all our players that we've currently got at the start of the game. So, you know, that's good. And as you say, you know, the field goal factor's around, but that when you stay around is why we're winning football matches, and we've got to continue to do that.
I tell you what, though, a good FA Cup run would be good, and that takes us back to tomorrow's game at Bower Fold. Obviously, Marine have a good away following, so come one, come all should be the message there. But what do you know about Stalybridge Celtic heading into this one? About giving too much away?
Yeah, we know quite a bit about them. Obviously, we played them, you know, last season. You know, when I was here, Ian, who's my coach, is very good friends with Simon. Obviously, he's the manager of Stalybridge, and Gareth Roberts I know well, and played for me, so. You know, obviously the lads speak in terms of, you know, player recruitment, etc. They had a very good side. You know, they've had a good start. Anyone who beat, was it Scarborough 5-1?
Yeah.
you know, they've been really well. You know, and they've had a good start. It's a good place to go and play football. They have a good following. You know, I've had some good games there in the past with, you know, with various clubs I've been at. And, you know, really looking forward to it. I'm sure they are as well. As you say, it'll be well supported on both sides. And hopefully, I think it'll be two closely matched sides. And hopefully, we can come out on top, but I'm sure they'll be aiming for the same. It's just key that we, you know, we make sure that we put a performance in and we're in the hat at least come Monday. You know, it's got to be a replay. Tuesday, then so be it, but we've just got to make sure that we go there, we're professional, and we make sure that we're in the game.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, speaking to us here on the Step 4 show. Marine travelling to Stalybridge Celtic on Saturday afternoon in the first qualifying round of this season's FA Cup. Stamford of South and East will be taking on Witham Town. Sutton Coldfield Town will be taking on Redditch United. And Tadcaster Albion will be hosting Ashton United of the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And on Friday evening, I caught up with the manager at the North Yorkshire club. Here's Curtis Woodhouse.
Yeah, brilliant. It's the first time really since a good few weeks ago that we've managed to have a free week regarding two training sessions on Tuesday and Thursday. So we've really worked really hard tactically and on the shape and on a few things that I want to see us do a lot better. So it's been a good week, and the lads go into tomorrow's game full of confidence really. We've had a good start to the season. You know, if we can progress in the next round of the FA Cup, it's huge for the football club, really.
There's been no real time to get any sense of rhythm or anything like that. The season just crept up. I know it's a bit of a longer delay for the season to start, but as soon as it starts, it has started, hasn't it? FA Cup, the league, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's a crash bang wallop. We got Saturday, Tuesday, and it, you know, you're kind of bouncing from game to game. And as a manager, it can be frustrating sometimes because you don't get a training day sometimes in between games. So you kind of got to put it right during the game. So it can be frustrating, but for the players, they love it. You know, they much prefer playing games than training. And like I said, our lads, the attitude so far has been absolutely fantastic. I couldn't have asked any more. I think when I first took the job 14 weeks ago, we had three players. Everyone else had left. So it's kind of been a complete rebuilding job. So the lads have really gelled together quickly, and like I said, I couldn't have asked any more of them. And you know, to put the icing on top of what's been a good start will be progressing to the next round of the FA Cup.
And obviously, like you say, I mean, it's a new job for yourself, but you've got vast experience when it comes to management and playing, of course. So, I mean, how was that 14-week period? A bit frantic, I'd imagine.
Yeah, it was hectic. I was on my phone non-stop trying to recruit players, trying to get the right players in. You know, we kind of wanted to go a little bit different, whereas, you know, sometimes the finances dictate which way you go. It was important that we went young this year and with players with a point to prove. We've got loads of energy, loads of pace in the team, and we've got a real young bunch. So, you know, it's going to have times where we're outstanding, and there's going to be times when we struggle sometimes, and that happens with young players. But so far, like I said, they've been brilliant and a breath of fresh air. And we've had two home games this season, and won them both. And it's important that we really try and make our home ground a little bit of a fortress and really get the fans behind us. So, you know, if we can you know, get that win tomorrow. It'll be a really tough game. Ashton are a really good side. We've had them watched a couple of times and in the League of Bullies and things like that. But I think if we can just get that win tomorrow, it'll really help get the town behind us. And we definitely need them more than ever this season.
I was going to say about the four games you played in the league. Unfortunately, I'm going to say it's unfortunately, Tadcaster find themselves in a division which is absolutely crackers for size of clubs. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
You could make a case, couldn't you, quite easily for 20-odd sides, oh, that's the whole league, getting in the playoffs. I mean, it's pretty remarkable. What do you make of the competition?
Yeah, it's a really, really tough league, But, you know, on the flip side of that, it'll help the development of our players to be up against some of these big clubs, big teams. There's some very good managers in the league as well, so... You know, although it is a tough league, that's just how we want it. And like I said, I don't think there's any gimmies in the league. Sometimes when you're the manager, you can go through the fixture list sometimes and think, well, there's 3 points there. I don't think you can do that with our league. There's a lot of really good sides. Our opening day of the season, we played Trafford, who were by far the better team, and we managed to get away with a 2-1 victory. And I thought, well, we've beaten a good side there. They're going to be right up there. And they went on to go and lose the next three games in a row. They won 7-2 last weekend, but it just goes to show that every game's a tough game. I've been really impressed with the standard so far.
And finally then, obviously, Curtis, the big game this weekend for yourselves, Tadcaster Albion against Ashton United. Ashton United not had the best of starts, if the truth be known, when it comes to their life back in the Premier Division of the Northern Premier League. What are you expecting tomorrow? And obviously, come one, come all is the message for the home support.
Yeah, absolutely. Leeds United have got no game tomorrow, so we're hoping we can get some of them Leeds United fans down that are looking for their football fix. And what I can promise the fans that do come is, you know, a fast, attractive style of football that we try and play. You know, it's a really, really tough game for us. But like I said, I'll back our lads against anyone. On our day when we turn up and we play our style, you know, we're a match for anybody in our league and the leagues above. So, you know, there's no pressure on our lads. We can go out and perform to the best of our ability. And if we do, you know, I'm confident this group can get through to the next round.
Tadcaster Albion's Curtis Woodhouse there speaking to me on Friday night. Tadcaster against Ashton United in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Elsewhere, and Thornaby will be hosting our very own Ossett United, whilst Trafford will be hosting Bamber Bridge. And on Friday evening, I caught up with the manager at the Manchester club. Here's Tom Baker.
We're okay. We've got a couple of injuries, which, to be honest, we've had pretty much start of the season. It's like we have an injury, we get a player back, and then we get another one. But I think that's probably just the norm at the start of the season for both clubs. Squad's looking okay, and we're as ready for the game as we can be, really.
And when it comes to obviously when it comes to the division step four this season, the North West Division, we've touched upon it on this show already. I mean, it is very, very competitive, to say the least. You could certainly make a case for the top 20 teams to make the playoffs this season. How's preparation been to get to this season where you think I've got a squad here that can compete? Because it must be difficult to make that assessment given how strong it is.
Yeah, I think, to be honest with you, it's always a really tough league. This year, ultra competitive, loads of really, really good sides. I think going sort of back the Yorkshire way, there's always some strong teams, and the North East teams are always strong. I mean, us as a club, Ben, we've always been in and around the playoffs, if not in the playoffs, in the four seasons that obviously I've been at the club. We've had a little bit of a change of direction, which we sort of started probably 10 games to go at the end of last season in terms of the type of player and the recruitment sort of process, if you want to say. We've got an extremely young squad, a really young squad. We've got quite a lot of teenagers, got some really good experienced boys. But it's definitely the youngest squad that I've had since being Trafford manager. And it's going to take a little bit of time for us. We've had a tough start, I'm not going to lie. We've been a little bit unfortunate in quite a few games. You know, and I genuinely mean that when I say it. But listen, you know, hopefully, come the end of the season, we'll be there or thereabouts. I think it's way too early for any manager to hang his hat on where he feels his team's going to be. Obviously, every manager is confident of their own side and they've got belief in the side. But I think it's probably going to take maybe 15 games, maybe even 20 games before you really see sort of where everyone's going to be. But it's definitely a tough league, but we're looking forward to the challenge and some of the players.
I was going to say, I mean, heading into this game with Bamber Bridge on Saturday, a great performance on Tuesday night, 7-2 win at Kendall Town.
Yeah.
I mean, are you hopeful that's the spark your young side needed?
Definitely. I mean, listen, the table didn't lie, and before Tuesday's game, we were second bottom and Kendall were bottom. I think the fact of how emphatic the victory was shows that, you know, it wasn't a true reflection on where we were. Anyone that's watched us the first four games will know and will vouch for the fact that we should have picked up a fair few more points than we did. But listen, we were where we were. Great victory on Tuesday. Like I say, we are a young side, but they're a brave bunch of players, and you know, they're bold. They don't get sort of disheartened by disappointing results, and it's certainly the sort of result that you want, obviously, going into such a tough FA Cup game. You know, Bamber are going to be a tough nut to crack. We know that for sure.
And when it comes to Bamber Bridge, we'll get to the actual match itself in a second, but you're going to need a good crowd there, aren't you, for this one? And why wouldn't you want to come to this game? This is going to be a box office, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great, at this sort of this stage of the competition, first qualifying round, it's a fantastic tie. You know, we've got a young, exciting team. We're at home. Bamber Bridge are doing really well in the league above at the moment. You know, they're coming off the back of a really good victory on Tuesday itself. So it'll be an entertaining game. You know, hopefully we'll have a few supporters there. Hopefully Bamber will bring a few. And hopefully we'll get some neutrals and hopefully we can get a positive result, but I think whatever, it's going to be an entertaining tie.
Trafford's Tom Baker there speaking to me on Friday. And sticking with that Ship Canal theme, Warrington Town will be hosting City of Liverpool on Saturday afternoon. A big game, and a big game as well for Craig Robinson, who obviously has a bit of history with Warrington Town, as well as being the manager at City of Liverpool. And I caught up with Craig on Friday night for his take on this important game.
We've trained well all week. We've had a couple of lads have been away on holiday and a couple of little injuries, but we actually had a full squad playing last night, but obviously it's the FA Cup, so everybody wants to play, so we're all fit and ready to go.
And obviously, because it's City of Liverpool, it's always, you know, every season there must be a new adventure and all that. But Warrington Town away, it seems like a very tricky tie at this stage of the competition. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think if you ask them themselves, it's not a tie that you probably would have picked before the draw came out. You always want sort of a lesser team at home, ideally. But you know, if you want to go on a cup run and you want to go and have a little bit of a run, you've got to look to expect to come across these teams, and you've got to look to beat them if you're looking to go on a run in the FA Cup.
You've been manager of the club now for over a year. It was a great season last year, and you've got yourselves to step four now. What's the mood at the club like heading into this season now?
I mean, the mood going into the season was all excitement, and obviously everyone was obviously a little bit looking to see where we're going to go and look what to do. But we had a good pre-season. We worked well. We had a couple of additions to the squad that I felt we needed. I was loyal to the squad, really, that got us up promoted. So there's still a lot of the lads that were with us last season. The results haven't really gone the way I would have liked in our first four league games. There's a couple of things that went against us in the games and a couple of mistakes. But, you know, we just got to keep working hard and keep believing in what we're doing, and hopefully results will change in the league.
I was going to say, though, I mean, we talked about, you know, Warrington Town not necessarily being the kindest of draws, but the league you're in isn't the kindest either. I mean, it is quite remarkable how strong the North West Division is.
Yeah, it is. We've been promoted this season. I think we couldn't have been promoted in a tougher league, if I'm honest with you. I mean, I spoke to a couple of managers that were in the league last season, they've been promoted, and they've all said we've come into the league where it's probably the most toughest with the changes that have been made to the league. But listen, any promotion or any league title, you're going to get going to a league where it's going to be a lot more tougher. And I've said that to the lads, but we've just got to grasp it and, you know, look forward to it and get our teeth stuck into it and make sure that we start picking up results sooner rather than later.
And obviously you've got a history of the club as well, and it does feel like a special club with the way it was founded and the ethos of the club. What's it like being the manager and also being an ex-player? How special is that at such a young club and a vibrant club the way it is?
There's a lot of excitement around the club. I mean, I've been in non-league now for many years, most of my career, and I've travelled from Manchester clubs to, you know, and obviously a local team in Warrington. But there's a special feel about the place. I mean, I watched the videos and the fan videos, the fans in the final in the first season, and I got a little bit of excitement when I seen that, and I wanted to be a part of it, especially being called the City Liverpool, and I'm from Liverpool myself. So to play for the football club last year, well, in my first season, it was the attendances and the atmosphere that it creates. I've never really seen it at this level, especially locally. And obviously, the success they've had in a short space of time, it's a credit to the people at the football club and the fans themselves that have driven it. Obviously, being manager now, it's an honour to be a manager, especially, again, a local club in the City of Liverpool. But obviously, there's pressure that comes with that. You know, it's not just an easy ride. The club want to be successful. You know, we've won 6 trophies in right, which in the short space that they've been in the existence. So, you know, we want to keep moving, we want to keep progressing, and we want to keep winning things. And that's the chairman always says, we don't look too far ahead. We just look at the next game, whether it be 3 points or getting into the next round of the cup. That's all we've got to do and aim for, really, so far.
And it is such a special competition, and there is an elephant in the room when we do this interview, obviously. And you know, you talked about your former clubs and stuff. You've got form in the FA Cup, haven't you, as a player? So how important is a good cup run, do you feel, and that romance of it?
A cup run's massive for any non-league club, even Warrington themselves and the league above, and the success they've had, and you know, the league they're in. Any cup run for any club, even in the National League and in League Two, the financial gain that can bring, but it's the exposure for football clubs. I mean, especially with City Liverpool, I actually said it at the end of our training session last night, because for me, the cup winner in my first season, we played Prescott Cables and we played Nantwich, and the attendance was pushing 1,400 fans. Now, for me, if we can push that and drive this football club and have a good run in the cup, the attendances and the, obviously the publicity it brings, the FA Cup, it's massive for any non-league club. It can set them up. I mean, obviously Warrington, when they done on the cup run, the finances they got off the 2 television live games was massive for them, and it set them up. There was always a good infrastructure behind the club anyway, but obviously any financial gain to any non-league club is massive for them.
And looking forward to going back there tomorrow?
Yeah, well, we went back in pre-season, so it was nice to go back and see a lot of old faces. I still do keep in touch with one or two people there. I mean, I know Paul Garden, the manager, brilliant job. So obviously, there's a little bit more spice, but it's not about me. You know, it's about City, Liverpool, Warrington fighting to be in the next round of the cup. And I just hope my players are going to look to cause an upset themselves tomorrow, and we've just got to go there. Yes, we are the underdogs. Warrington, I've seen it a couple of times last season and this season. They're probably one of the best non-league sides around at this level. And, you know, they'll be pushing to win the league again next year and look for get promotion. They just missed out on, but realistically, they should be in the Conference North. So it's going to be a very tough task for us, but we've got to go there and believe and just go there and see if we can get in the next round of the cup.
Craig Robinson there, manager of City of Liverpool, speaking to us here on the Step 4 show. Only one interview left on this week's show, so hope you've enjoyed this whistle-stop tour of Step 4 and the FA Cup for this week. Whitchurch Alport will be taking on our very own Leek Town, whilst Wishbeach Town will be hosting Hitchin Town. And finally for this week's show, Widnes will be hosting the NPL Premier Division side, Whitby Town. And on Friday night, I caught up with one of the joint managers at Widnes. Here's Kev Towie.
As you can expect, since the result on Tuesday, things have been vibrant. And we trained last night. The lads are buzzing again on the back of Tuesday. And I hope that enthusiasm bodes well, and we can take that into tomorrow's game.
And how important, I mean, Widnes, that we spoke over the last couple of years or so, and how important is a good FA Cup run for the club, given, you know, you've moved back to town this season and all that? It's a great way of reintroducing yourselves, I suppose.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. last night was the first time that the club won in the FA Cup, albeit they've only been in the competition the last kind of 3 years. So it's still in its infancy with regards to the history and any sort of cup run or anything like that. But it'd be very nice with, regardless of what level you're at in non-league, it's always nice to have a cup run.
Obviously, it's very early doors when it comes to this season more generally, but we've been discussing the makeup of Step 4 and especially the North West Division. Obviously, there's a lot of teams from that Merseyside, Cheshire area in the division as well. What do you make of the competition? It seems very, very competitive, let's say that.
It really is a tough league. I kind of envisaged trying to start the season that there'd be, you know, seven or eight clubs who you could say any of them could win the league, but now you could probably make that about 12, maybe 14. You only have to look at the opening set of results where anyone can beat anyone. There's no one who's running away with things. Yes, there's teams who started well, but anyone seems to be able to beat anyone on a given day.
And when it comes to, you know, moving back to Widnes and the Holton Stadium, a fantastic stadium, how important is that for the growth and development of the club for the future, do you feel?
Going back to the stadium was important because of the kind of football that we play. Where we were being housed, it wasn't conducive to allow us to do that. So being back on a nice flat surface gives us that platform. Moving forward, the plans to have our own set up, to have our own stadium with the kids' pitches around it, like many of the other non-league teams, where it's a one-stop shop, it's a hub for the community. That's ultimately where we want to be, and hopefully that can come to fruition in the next year or two.
Oh, that sounds very, very exciting and very, very promising. And speaking of the right direction, obviously, Whitby tomorrow. Back to the FA Cup, they've had a great start to the season. What are you expecting from them, and how are you going to compete with them? Without doing Chris Hardy's team talk for him, I should say.
You look at the start they've had. I think they finished from right set just outside the playoffs last year. So they've kept the core of that squad together. They've added some quality to it. The start they've had, they've got some momentum now. They've got some top draw players. And it's a great opportunity for our lads to test themselves against the next level. We did it in pre-season against the likes of Buxton and Warrington, and we got lessons in both of them games. So I'm hoping we can get closer tomorrow and certainly play a big part in the tie.
And finally, Kev, just before you go, obviously it's a home game. What's your message to the home faithful for this one?
A lot of our kids team start tomorrow, and over the past 2 years we've grown from having no kids teams to now we're 16, 17 kids teams. We're going to have a lot of them in the parents' day tomorrow, so it's important that we set the standard, because they'll be seeing us for the first time. So if they can get behind us, that would be fantastic, and we'll see where we are from 4 to 5.
Joint manager at Widnes there, Kev Towie, speaking to us here on the Step 4 Show. And that is it for the August edition of the NPL Step 4 Show. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember to look out for our sister show, also available via the league website, Audio Boom, and the iTunes Store. And remember, you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. A big good luck to all Step 4 sides from the Northern Premier League in FA Cup action on Saturday afternoon. We hope you all win. And remember, wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Northern Premier League Step 4 side, make sure that you have fun. Bye-bye.